The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency today reports that Alaska mining operations account for 90% of the toxic chemical releases in the four-state Pacific Northwest region. The 2010 toxic release inventory shows a national increase from 2009 of 16% nationwide. The national trend had been dropping before that. Regionally, all Northwest states had increases. Alaska's increased 20%, producing a total of 835 million pounds from 32 facilities in the state. Kathy Wen is the Toxic Release Inventory Unit Manager at the Seattle Regional Offices of the EPA. She says Alaska's toxic releases are the highest of any state in the nation, and there's no single explanation for why the numbers have increased.
Some of the reasons might be that there's increased production. The economy is getting better, so people are producing more. Certainly for the mining industry, there's variations in ore composition, which is one of the explanations for the increases there. There could be changes in production processes. And sometimes it's just a matter of facilities finding out better methods to calculate the amounts that they're releasing to the environment.
According to the report, the largest source of release is the Red Dog mine in the Northwest Arctic Borough near Kotzebue, with 777 million pounds of toxics annually going into the air, water, and land. Wen says her office deals with the total amount of materials released and does not go into questions of whether the toxic releases are within permit limits or are disposed of properly. She does not regulate individual sites like the Red Dog.
They talked about some changes in production, as well as for them, they were talking about changes in their ore composition, which was why their releases had increased. We haven't talked with each facility specifically to determine why they've increased from one year to another, but for Red Dog, that was kind of their basic explanation of why.
Red Dog's output includes 14 different toxic materials, including more than 800,000 pounds of arsenic, 300 million pounds of lead compounds, and 450 million pounds of zinc compounds. Other large facilities that release toxic chemicals include the Greens Creek mine in Juneau with 47 million pounds of materials and the Pogo mine near Fairbanks with 7 million pounds.